This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A Georgia school district near Atlanta is going back to virtual learning after three school bus employees died from COVID. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
While offering prayers for the families of the three who recently died, the Griffin Spalding School District says virtual learning will last at least through the rest of the week, with bus driver and teacher shortages because of COVID. A spokesman says they aren't sure if drivers are calling in sick because of actual symptoms or because of fear, but says they're trying to hire more drivers and offering bonuses. Drivers in Savannah are protesting. They say children aren't wearing masks and there's no time to fully sanitize the buses.
A magnitude 7 earthquake has rattled the area northeast of Acapulco, killing at least one person. Buildings rocked more than 200 miles away in Mexico City. President Biden says climate change is everybody's crisis.
After touring flood damage in New York and New Jersey, the president said even climate change skeptics should believe the warnings from economists, scientists, and national security experts.
They all tell us this is code red.
Saying extreme weather is everybody's crisis, whether you're dealing with wildfires, flooding, and storms, or the resulting supply chain blockages and other effects. The president's urging Congress to pass his $1 trillion infrastructure package, which he says will help mitigate the effects of future severe weather. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
An Afghan man who worked as a translator for the U.S. military in Afghanistan says he fears the Taliban will behead him. He is among those trying to get out of Afghanistan, but he and other would-be evacuees are being blocked from boarding planes. Americans trying to help are pleading for the Biden administration to act. Washington says the holdup is the fault of the Taliban. This is AP News. El Salvador is the first country to make Bitcoin legal tender, but it hasn't been going so well. AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
It was a bumpy rollout. The digital wallet Chivo, used for transactions, was not functioning. The government has promised to install 200 Chivo automatic tellers. Rina Perez is a cook at a San Salvador restaurant. She says people come in to buy almost anything just with Bitcoin. It's something normal there. The AP visited one of the automatic tellers in San Salvador. Some people were interested in Bitcoin but haven't downloaded the app. There were people like Ana Flores. She says it's very difficult to understand. At least three international fast food chain restaurants were accepting Bitcoin payments through the Chivo digital wallet. As incentive, the government in El Salvador is offering $30 worth of credit for those who use Chivo. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.